I realized that God wasn't going to give me a get out of jail free card. And from the time I was born until the time I was 19 years old, my life had these hurdles. I constantly hit obstacles, obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. And I had to figure out how to manage suffering, how to deal with it, because it'd be part of my life forever. At least that's what I thought. So in order to deal with it, I had to be able to conquer it and overcome it and deal with it and know that in this suffering, there has to be some kind of growth. With every obstacle, I look at it as friction now. Without friction, there is no growth.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself. Get control of your emotions. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
You recycle your pain. You use your pain. You take your pain and let your pain push you to another level. Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing, no matter what.
For you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you got to be quiet. Stop talking. Search your soul. Search your mind. Search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it.
Spring is called opportunity. Not a guarantee. It's guaranteed the spring will come, but it's not a guarantee of a harvest. Here's the key. You must do something with the spring. Take advantage of the spring. Read every book you can get your hands on, what to do with the springs of your life. Take advantage of the day, because the day follows the night. It's an opportunity then to turn things around. It's an opportunity to have a better one than the last one. It's an opportunity for a new beginning, a new spring, a new day, a new beginning. So spring is the chance to take advantage of another opportunity. Now, here's what you must do in the spring. It's a very short season, usually. You must hurry. You've got to get it done fairly quickly.
You have to move based on opportunity. If you have an opportunity to make a living at exactly what you dream about, you have to pursue that at that time when it's there. If the opportunity isn't there, just keep educating yourself as much as possible so that when the time comes, you'll be even better at that dream that you had.
You have to sort yourself out to solve the problem. You'd have to learn way more than you know to solve the problem. You'd have to become way more than you are to be the person who could address that problem. But then you could see if addressing the problem calls you to be the person that you could be, well, then the problem is an opportunity too.
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. It's like you're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. You might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking. And if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
You compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. You need to have a hierarchy of improvement. You need to be aiming for something. And that means you're going to be lesser than people who've always already attained along that dimension. It can give rise to envy. So the question is, who should you defeat in the final analysis? And the answer is, you should defeat your former self. You should be constantly trying to do that. And you're the right control for yourself too, because you're the one who's had all your advantages and disadvantages. And so if you want to compete fairly with someone, then you should be competing with you. If you're improving yourself, then what you are doing is competing with your lesser self. And then you might also ask, well, what is that lesser self? And that lesser self would be resentful and bitter and aggressive and vengeance-seeking and all of those things that go along with having a negative moral character. And those are things that interfere with your ability to progress as you move forward through life. So it's very necessary to understand that this is why, you know, I've been stressing this idea of personal responsibility. It's like, well, personal responsibility is to compete with yourself, is to be slightly better than yourself the next day.
Get serious. And you must get serious about two very important things. Number one is setting your goals and where you want to go. Designing the next 5, the next 10 years is so vitally important. Then you have to get serious about another important subject. And that important subject is called personal development. I know a guy that's got a half a dozen jokes keeping him from becoming wealthy. But it really isn't the best way to live. To go from average to fortune, you must get serious. You've really got to get serious. You don't have to be grim, but you must be serious. Personal development is striving hard to become the kind of person that you want to be. 10 years from now, you will surely become someone. The big question is, who?
Wanting to become a better version of ourselves is something everyone desires. When we don't make a plan to improve ourselves, we stay stuck or let our limited beliefs control us. But just wanting to change isn't enough. We need clear goals and then take action to make a plan for personal growth that works. You get results by doing, not just talking. Thinking about problems won't solve them. Make a plan for personal growth with things you can actually do. Work hard to overcome any obstacles that stop you from reaching your goals. If you work hard and keep at it, you become the best you can be. What's a plan for personal growth? A plan for personal growth is like a customized plan for your life. Start by figuring out what makes you happiest in life. Then work backwards. Think about the habits you need, the things you need to learn, and the steps to get there. Personal growth isn't only for people who feel stuck or have big problems. Everyone benefits from having a plan to grow. Learning how to keep growing helps you be more confident, reach your goals, and feel satisfied. If you're not making progress, you're going backward, so it's time to start growing. Finding your personal challenges first, decide what's important in your life to set goals for personal development. What does your plan for personal growth mean to you? Is it about getting better at talking to your partner? Do you want to do well at work? Do you want to eat healthier or get in better shape? Do you want to be better with money? No matter your challenges, there's a way to achieve what you want. Growth and success mean different things to different people, but most personal growth plans cover 4 areas: work, relationships, learning, and health. You can adjust your goals in these areas to fit your life and keep growing. The work goals are about your job. They can be things you want to do soon or later. For example, you might want a better job in a year, a different job in 5 years, and your own business in 10 years. Work goals also include getting better at your job by learning and going to events. The relationship goals can mean finding love if you're single or making your relationship stronger if you're in one. If you want love, you'll work on finding the right person and getting over things that stop you. If you're in a relationship, you might want to make it more exciting and stop fighting. The learning means feeding your brain, learning new things, and staying interested in learning. You could decide to read a long book, learn to play a musical instrument, or do puzzles regularly. Health is one of the most common things people want to improve. It might seem like just losing weight or getting strong muscles, but it's more. Being healthy means living in a way that gives you energy and strength to chase your other goals. Knowing the parts of personal growth plans, there are many ways to make a personal growth plan, but we can put them into 7 groups. 1. Skills. These are things you're good at or can learn. To do well in life, know what you're good at and what you need to learn. 2. Growth. To get what you want in your job, relationships, life, or health, you need to change. You need to learn more and be open to change. 3. Power. This is how much control you give others over you. To grow, take back some control. Don't let others control you too much. 4. Improvement. To make your life better, think positive and work hard. All growth comes from improving yourself. If you don't try to be better, you won't reach your goals. 5. Empowerment. What's special about you? It doesn't matter what others think. Feel more confident by thinking good things about yourself and doing things you enjoy. 6. Analysis. This means looking at what you're good and not good at. No one is great at everything. Be honest about where you need to improve and what you can do to get better. 7. Goals. Having goals is important to make changes and reach your dreams. Being ambitious won't help if you don't know what you want. The secret of success is learning how to use pain and pleasure instead of having pain and pleasure use you. If you do that, you're in control of your life. If you don't, life controls you.
Life's easy when you live it the hard way, and hard if you try to live it the easy way. Self-discipline means living your life the hard way, resisting temptations and instant gratification in order to receive bigger and better rewards in the future. It's certainly easier to avoid all kinds of discomfort and indulge yourself whenever you want, but in the end, all that you get from that approach is fleeting pleasure, now at the expense of your future, which otherwise could have been much better. Consider a weak-willed person who, when faced with a challenge, immediately opts out. How likely is this person to achieve anything substantial in life if their primary value is to feel comfortable? How is this person going to manage a crisis that they must face? Even a relatively insignificant problem can become an insurmountable obstacle for a person who's been living a sheltered life and always avoided what's difficult or disagreeable. Now, contrast that with a person who voluntarily makes his or her life harder. They seek out and welcome challenges as opportunities to grow. Each self-imposed affliction strengthens them so that fewer and fewer difficulties in life overwhelm them. Day by day, they immunize themselves against problems precisely because they seek them out. When life deals them an unexpected blow, they're ready to handle it because, thanks to living their lives the hard way, they're always ready for hardships. When you look at some of the most successful high performers, it might be tempting to say that they were born this way. They're talented, end of story. In fact, talent, while undeniably makes life easier, is but one part of the equation. I used to be a shy and fearful person. If you compared me, the awkward outsider, with the most successful guys at school, you could say they were born talented to be popular, liked, and as alpha male as you could get. Well, I didn't have such luck. However, my apparent misfortune turned out to be a source of strength because it provided a spark to introduce big changes in my life. By continuously pushing my comfort zone, I not only overcame social shyness and improved my communication skills, but also developed high self-confidence and overcame other fears in my life. I might not have been born with the talent to be a people person. I still prefer solitude to crowds, but with self-discipline and consistent work, I still achieved astounding results. Next time, before you complain that you don't have a talent for something or weren't born this way, remind yourself that self-discipline in many situations can more than make up for a lack of inborn traits. Your choices are made in a moment, but their consequences will transcend a lifetime. Humans have the capacity to act against their urges in exchange for a better future. Unfortunately, many people live by the principle of if it feels good, do it, and if it doesn't, don't do it. Caving in to your temptations whenever you feel them emerge is like relinquishing your humanity in a way. As an intelligent human being, you have an ability, and I dare say an obligation, to make decisions that are based on rational thinking, not on your instincts alone. Strive to be a better human and embrace your humanity by exercising your willpower muscle instead of succumbing to your most primal and least helpful for your long-term goals. Part of the brain. Your most primal instincts may provide temporary comfort, but seldom are good for the long term, except when there is a direct threat to your survival.